Our gospel reading this morning is from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verses 21 to 28. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You know, that conversation between Jesus and the Canaanite woman has got to be one of the strangest ever recorded in the life of Christ. Jesus always treated women with respect and even deference, bucking the culture in ancient Israel. He was always the friend and defender of women in trouble. The woman caught in the act of adultery, the prostitute at Simon the Pharisee's house, the woman who'd been bleeding for 12 years. He always showed great mercy to widows. Jesus treated women with compassion. But in the conversation with this woman, he ignored her, he dismissed her, and when she refused to be dismissed, he finally referred to her as a dog, to her face, an insult more degrading than it even would be today in our culture. So what was the point Jesus was trying to make? We'll get to that in a minute. The first question is, what was Jesus even doing north of Israel on the Mediterranean coast in the region of the two cities of Tyre and Sidon? This was not Jewish territory at all. Jesus and his entourage were far, far from home. And here's why. Jesus had left Galilee to protect himself and his disciples, because a contingent of Pharisees from Jerusalem had traveled to the region of Galilee to confront Jesus. Stories about Jesus circulated throughout Israel. It was no secret that the common people believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And the Pharisees from Jerusalem didn't like that idea at all. So they came to challenge Jesus. They'd seen his disciples fail to wash their hands before they ate, which was a violation of ceremonial law. The Pharisees wanted to discredit Jesus by pointing out that his disciples didn't follow the law. They didn't wash their hands before dinner. Their complaint was just as ridiculous then as it sounds now. So Jesus withdrew, it says in our translation. The Greek verb used there indicates that Jesus and his disciples withdrew from conflict. He was walking away from a fight with the Pharisees over washing hands before meals. So they went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Why there? Well, there were historical reasons. 1,000 years earlier, King David of Israel and King Hiram, who ruled the area of Tyre and Sidon, had a common enemy, the Philistines. That led to a friendship between King David and then King Solomon of Israel and King Hiram of Tyre and Sidon. So Jesus was retreating from conflict with the Pharisees in his home territory of Galilee by going to a foreign place where his forefather, King David, had forged strong friendships 1,000 years earlier. In the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus and his disciples were approached by this Canaanite woman. In the Gospel of Mark, He calls her a Syrophoenician woman. But Matthew uses Canaanite, which is a more derogatory term. Derogatory because the Canaanites were one of the first tribes that Joshua destroyed as he led the Israelites across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land 14 centuries earlier. And the name Joshua is the Old Testament Hebrew equivalent of the New Testament Aramaic name Jesus. So this Canaanite woman approached Jesus, the namesake of the man who had destroyed the nation of her ancestors. And she called him something that was absolutely stunning. She called him Lord, Son of David. Where did she get that? Son of David is a title reserved for the Messiah. Remember when Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, just days before his crucifixion, and the crowd shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! That's the equivalent of shouting, Hosanna to the long-awaited Messiah, the promised one. This Canaanite woman was identifying Jesus as the long-awaited Jewish-born Messiah who had come to take away the sin of the world, which means this non-Jewish woman had more faith in the God of Abraham than 95% of the Pharisees in Jerusalem. And she cried out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is possessed by a demon. It's remarkable. She even quoted the Psalms. But equally remarkable is the way Jesus reacted to her. He reacted the opposite of the way you'd expect. He didn't help. He didn't say anything. Finally, he broke his own silence with the cryptic words, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And here's where the story gets a little over the top. This woman didn't give up. She persisted. Convinced that Jesus alone could help her daughter, she would not take no for an answer. Kneeling before Jesus, the woman pleaded, Lord, help me. Jesus responded with what certainly sounds like a deliberate insult. It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Dogs of that era were not the well-loved and pampered pets of today. They ran the streets, feasting on corpses, man or beast, if they found one. But this was the Canaanite woman's finest hour. She didn't argue with Jesus. She agreed with him. Okay, I'm a dog. So give to me what a dog at the Lord's table is entitled to receive. She knew that that would be enough. And it was. Jesus responded, How great is your faith! May it be done for you exactly as you wish. And it was. Her daughter was healed that very hour. Here's the genius of the Canaanite woman. She understood the gospel. She knew she didn't deserve the mercy and help of Christ. None of us do. Her people were even the enemies of the people of Christ. And yet she understood how it works. It's not our own righteousness that saves us. It's the mercy, grace, and forgiveness of Christ. Our friend, Old Testament scholar Chad Bird, says, Faith clings to the gospel in the face of the accusations of the law. The law accuses you like this. What you've done was wrong, and you know it. You don't deserve God's help. You're a habitual sinner, and you can't get it under control. How can you expect God to honor your prayers? You're unrighteous and unworthy. But the gospel promises you this. You who seek God's forgiveness, you who belong to Christ, you're forgiven no matter what. The very righteousness of Christ has been imputed to you, credited to you, and it replaces your unrighteousness. You know, Martin Luther commented that that Canaanite woman caught Jesus in his own words, his very own promises of mercy and forgiveness. Caught him, and he was happy to be caught. Here's the bottom line for us. Like the Canaanite woman, bet all your chips on the mercy of Christ and relax. Be at peace. Though your sins be as scarlet, Christ has washed you white as snow. You're free. Amen.